up for 15 minutes. He made a motion. I put the motion. It was overwhelmingly defeated. He wanted to get off the platform. I said, oh, no, wait a minute now. You sit right here. But I didn't want him to get off and then walk out of the hall. That's what they do to other places. So I sat him on the platform until the meeting was over. Wasn't a damn thing. I talked to the fellas that came in and put on a demonstration. Take those signs and put them over there now. People are not delegates. They're not from Illinois. We're going to tolerate you. You're Democrats. We're going to let you in, but you're not delegates. Go over there and sit on the side. Take your signs from Ben and Gentlemen. We're Democrats. We're all going to be together. That's going to be the argument. For the hell of a time. But they didn't do what they wanted. So that when I came outside, the television said, let the television in, although they were inside themselves. They said to me, why would you let the McCarthy delegates talk? I said, where were you? What the hell kind of news is coming out over the television and radio these days? And the notes said, you were right in front of the Hill when they recognized Mr. Mudge from Madison, and they brought him up on the platform. So I said, you fellas better get it. Just the kind of reporting we're getting on this. Davidson from another station, and he said, why didn't you recognize the McCarthy delegates? I said, where the hell were you? You must have been alongside of you. Well, I saw this dude in the middle aisle urging these people to put on the demonstration and walk out. You don't mean to tell me you weren't there. I might have stepped out. I said, no, you didn't step out. I was looking at you. I came down the center aisle. The fellow from New York said to me, who are you for? And kept pushing and pushing. And I said, well, who are you? He said, I'm Pappas from New York. I said, I thought so. I said, he said, I'm going to have a see you a lot on the convention floor. I said, well, sure in hell are not going to see you. If I have my way, there won't be any television people on the convention floor. I said, they make a disgrace out of the convention. A man is up there making a serious talk. They're running around looking at some delegation from Alabama to challenge someone else, and I said, the cameras are running up and down the floor, and the delegation will get in their seat. And I really mean that, Mr. President. I think the greatest thing that happened is we kept the television people off the floor and had places offside for interviews, not in the middle of the convention.
I think that's exactly right.
And then they try to make it look as though we're all like that damn fool. We don't know what we're doing. Commentators up there say you've never seen so much confusion, and here comes the delegation from Alabama to one of the freedom delegations or something else, and there's a poor guy making a talk on some great affair affecting the country, and no one's paying a damn bit of attention. We're all standing up on their feet trying to see if someone comes in and lights a newspaper as the guy from Puerto Rico did in 52. Hell, everyone gets up and starts looking at the Puerto Rican delegation.
I think you're exactly right, and I think that's what you ought to do, and I think you and John Criswell ought to agree on it, and you ought to tell them it. By God, they're not going to...
We've got plenty of room, and when they want you, they get you by telephone. When you come off the floor, well, if it isn't an important thing going on, you move off the floor. You'd be interested. But they wouldn't be walking up and down the floor with 20 people with big cameras on their back and mics. They have a lot of hang-arounds with them, and they'll make cause more confusion than the delegates.
Well, have you got that kind of a system working? Have you got an agreement with John Criswell? You all going to put that in?
Well, I'm for it. I've talked to John Bailey already. I wish you would and tell him you think it's a hell of a thing to do.
I will.
But they all come to the television and all these meetings and communications and back away from them. But in my opinion, we ought to run a convention for the first time and run it with the delegates.
I agree.
For the delegates and for the party.
I just sure.
About this television hours, because what the hell is you and I know that by the time the campaign is around in September and October, what happens in the convention, unless they catch you with a lot of things that are bad. They got the Republicans in a number of comments about that. They never saw so much confusion, never so much excess. The whole thing was designed to stick, and some continue to say the great convention is the biggest fraud, and they don't pay any attention to all of this.
I just sure do agree. Is Nixon going to... So what do you think about Nixon?
I think Nixon is coming along. I think we can beat him, but I think he's coming pretty fast. He's in a much better shape than he was in 1950. He sure as hell won't debate like he did in 50. Because you and I know 60 fell out the window in 1950.
God bless you. I'll see you.
I'll see you.
Bye.